Gardaí are investigating a suspected arson attack at the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock last night. The site was being renovated to accommodate over 500 international protection applicants and was the focus of protests and violence earlier this week. Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is on the line. Paul, when did this fire start?
Well, it broke out in the lobby area of one of the disused factory buildings just after 9 o'clock last night, Cian. Social media footage began appearing online. Thick black smoke and flames could be seen coming from behind a wall at the former Crown Paints factory on the Malahide Road. Gardaí and public order units arrived at the scene along with three units of Dublin Fire Brigade. They contained the fire and brought it under control within an hour and wound down their operation before 11 o'clock last night. There was no one injured in the fire. The property was damaged, but the damage appears to be limited. The factory is on the Malahide Road, but the road remained open throughout. Gardaí preserved the scene and maintained a presence at the site overnight.
What are Gardaí saying this morning?
Well, they suspect it's the result of an arson attack. An investigation is underway. The former factory, as we know, has been the focus of protests, violence and vandalism this week, and a digger which was brought onto the site on Monday to begin on international protection accommodation work was burned out in a separate arson attack. And even though there's large concrete barricades put in place earlier this week, the site is not totally secure. It can be accessed over a 6-foot wall from the industrial estate at the back. It's also understood that security staff had been removed from the premises following the attack earlier this week, during which a security guard was injured and taken to hospital. Now, so far, 30 people have been arrested in connection with the disturbances in Coolock this week. 19 have been charged and appear before the courts. And we know the developer also secured an interim High Court injunction preventing persons unknown from engaging in threatening or intimidating behaviour at the site. But a request to put in place a 100-metre cordon around the premises was turned down.
Paul Reynolds, thank you.